Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips Podcast is all about fitting in fitness in a busy schedule. What an amazing response it's been to the first episode of Lucinda's story. If you don't know who she is, stop whatever you're doing and Google her. Because it takes too long to tell you everything about a lawyer, the actress, the supermodel, the yoga expert, and the Big Boss contestant. But here is part two, Lucinda at her honest best, giving you her secrets of achieving and what most to do in a lifetime. And of course, a thank you to Atharva Marcom, India's smartest public relations firm. They create brands, and if you are one already, they will place you at the sweet spot of customer trust and delight. I think they're awesome. And if you want to reach out to them, call them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com. Or use that expensive phone and do something useful. Call them on 9901-742-544. That's 9901-742-544. And now for part two of my conversation with Lucinda Nicholas. So what makes you happy? What is something which drives you, which gives you satisfaction?
I think, I know I'm away from my family, but seeing my family happy is what makes me happy. Ultimately,
tell us about your family a little bit. Yeah. Who's there at home?
So I've got my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sister. I've got my oldest brother has two nieces. My brother's getting married in December, so I'm going back to Australia for that. They're just really great people, really down to earth, really supportive. They've you know, always just let me, my parents have always kind of just let me make my own decisions, do what I want. They give me the support, but they've never spoon-fed me. So, you know, I never got handed anything, and I don't come from a film background. So everything I've done has been my choice and my mistake, or not my mistake, but my learning experience, and so that's how.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, we always like to talk about decision making, because that's something which no one teaches you, and it, you learn it over time. You know, you have so many choices on every day. How do you make your decisions? You know, what do you take, say, randomly? Mm-hmm. How does it work in your mind? You took a chance to come to India. You take a chance to be in the film industry. You made a decision to give priority to acting over yoga. You wrote a book. All these are decisions.
Yeah.
How do you decide?
How do I decide? That's a really good question. I think I have to think about what I truly want and what's really going to like make me so excited and so fulfilled. You know, I've also studied law as well, so I had so many different pathways to choose from growing up. And yeah, so I've done so many pathways and this kind of thing, but yeah, ultimately the decision making process has been a bit of my gut, but I've also been smart about it as well. Like, I'm not going to be naive. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to be calculated. I'm going to look at my different options, and then I'll make the decision according to that. But yeah, like, you have to be coming out of your comfort zone, but at the same time, you have to do it. Like, I'm a young girl, I'm a model, I'm coming to a foreign country. You have to be safe. You have to have people around you supporting you, and so you have to be safe in your decisions. I'm not saying go out there and go to another country blind. Like, you have to do research, but you have to come out of your comfort zone. So it's just a bit of a balancing act. And you have to be, you know, you have to be cautious, but you have to be, you can't always be in your comfort zone. And that's, and I think that's where a lot of the people who've been successful, they've made bold decisions, and they've done things, and they've lived without fear. They've just kind of gone for it. And I think that's really special.
So any decision or two that really turned your life around, which you took and you're really proud of, or any decision which you feel that you may not have taken?
Yeah, really good question. There's been like probably so many situations like that, but one was, you know, I was traveling around the world, and you know, I had the option to stay with my ex-partner, and I decided that it was an amazing, journey we had, but I had to decide that I had to go out there and be independent and focus on my career, because when will I ever get this opportunity again? And, I'm only going to, every day that goes by is that every day that, you might not be working on exactly what you want to work on. And so even though I led a good life before, I knew that I could even push the boundaries somewhere else. So even if you're happy and you're content, I felt like there was something more. And of course, coming here, it was still a difficult in the beginning. I was on my own, and I had to, for a couple of months, I didn't get an acting job. So it was really tough in that manner, and I felt like giving up so many times. But I just had to stick true to what I did. I kept persisting with it. And now here I am.
So what makes you persist? What do you tell yourself to make you persist when things don't look so great?
Well, the fact is that I've been persisting ever since I left school and ever since I went on this journey. So ever since I entered my law school, ever since I took on becoming a teacher for yoga, ever since I decided that I wanted to become a model and an actress, and ever since I made those decisions, whatever I went through it wasn't easy. So I was constantly being challenged. So it's almost like now I'm used to the challenge and I enjoy it. I actually love the learning process. I like to learn more. I like to see what else I can do, what else I can, whether it be learning a new language or taking up a new skill. I want to be constantly learning. So I'm just used to that process now, and I've learned to love it. Like, whereas before it was like a grueling process, like, this is so painful, why am I even doing this? But yeah, I think just persisting through, you get used to it, you see better days, and you realize it's all worth it.
So what advice would you give to an Australian coming to India, looking, wanting to enter the modeling industry, given your experience?
Okay. I would say that she needs to be really prepared. She would have to research the agency, make sure that, everything's been set up for her, make sure that she at least has, three or four contacts in India, that she's connecting up with other models who she might be staying with, or just to know that it's all working out for them fine, and also just to embrace the culture, to read about India, to maybe watch a few movies based on the country, to learn some language. I think it's so important that to learn the language if you're coming to any new country. I think it's a respectful thing to learn the language. So learning the language, and also making sure that it's the right decision, because some people get here and it's so different to what they're used to that they just can't deal with it. So you have to make sure that it is definitely the right decision. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if they're thinking about coming here and it's something that they want to do, then they've already got that want or that desire. So
what were the greatest cultural change that you felt when you came to India, like something you really had to deal with?
I think the main thing that I really learned is to be really straightforward and honest. And I think in the West, we have this whole idea about really not hurting anyone's feelings. And so it can be, when you're here, when you're in Australia, you're just very polite and you kind of beat around the bush and you don't want to offend anyone. Whereas here, it's not only has it been the language barrier, but people are very straightforward, especially in business. Like, this is exactly what we're doing. This is exactly what we want. And there's no fluffing around. And I think that's really important.
A tricky question, but tell us about the casting couch. Does it exist, or have people ever bothered you?
I've never experienced that, thankfully. I know it's out there, but no, I've never been in an uncomfortable situation like that, thankfully. I have heard stories from other people, so that's why I say for them to be aware. But like I said, I'm really cautious with what I do. I'm always making sure I'm prepared. So, thank goodness. But as well, I think it's just having your wits about you, and now everything that's happening in Hollywood with all the men there, I think it's really opened up a new market for women to voice their opinions on any situation that they've felt. So I think that that's a really great thing, and I think that it's a good time for people to come into the industry because, you know, people who, men or directors or men or women, whoever it may be, if they're approaching women like that, then they know that there will be repercussions for it, and the women aren't afraid to voice up, and it's so easy to just put a tweet or put it on social media and it can destroy someone's, you know, it can ruin someone's reputation. So I think there's a huge power in knowing that, and I think that's, there's a lot of safety behind that. So I think it's a huge step forward to you know, a new future in the entertainment industry, or any industry for that matter.
So, you know, we'd love to talk, but time's running out, and you know, would you what would be the three things you would suggest somebody to do starting tomorrow, which would make him more powerful and more successful? Three things, three real activities or real initiatives.
Okay. Well, I guess if starting tomorrow, like I said, you've got to start small. So I think there are three things would be, number one, writing down your goals. I think there's a power in writing things down. I also love when you write things down, you achieve it and you cross it off. I think that's I love that feeling. So there's that. I think the second thing is meditating for, you know, a couple of minutes, and also obviously yoga. I love it, and I swear by it. So I think doing some stretching in the morning and breathing is really important. And the third thing would be, I mentioned these before, but yeah, I guess,
and the last one.
Yeah. So I think number one would be writing down the goals and the things that they want to achieve. And then, you know, once it's finished, crossing it off and then feeling that sense of achievement. The second thing would be meditation and yoga. I think that's really important. And the third thing would be picking up a good book and reading something positive, something inspirational, something inspiring, just to get your mind in the right frame of mind. Yeah.
So after all that conversation, tell us about your future plans, what all is happening and what all are you planning. I know about the book that you're coming out with, and here's a shout out to everybody around the world to buy your book. So talk about your book, talk about your, where do people hear more about you and see more of you and connect with you.
Okay. Well, thank you. My book will be coming out in India initially, and then eventually we'll be taking it online. So it'll be a gradual process, but eventually we'll get it global. And the book is a guide. It's got, you know, 30 postures for 30 days, simple exercises for people who want to start or begin yoga. And then in the beginning, it talks about, you know, why I went down that avenue and why you can start small and you can start from where you are, and the positive benefits of yoga, why people do yoga, and just we've got some basic information like that. And my future plans, other than releasing the book, will simultaneously, I'm traveling to Australia, so I'm seeing my family there, but I'm also busy with shooting. Like, I have shoots, I have some performances and stuff coming up online and on TV. And so I'm taking dance lessons, so I'm going to be doing some more performance based events, and then Australia in January, and then I'll be back for the Big Boss finale middle of Jan. And then after that, I mean, I have meetings with directors about a couple of films, so either, you know, shooting, or I'm happy to go back on TV. But yeah, at the moment I'm busy doing lots of different things, so I'm really happy and I'm really excited to be here in India and working in so many different areas. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and yeah, everyone's been really great.
Great, Lucy. It was great talking to you, and it was lovely to connect with you and all the things that you're doing. You're really an amazing achiever, and I hope you continue with it.
Oh, thank you so much. It means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucinda. Now go ahead, write down your goals, buy her book, and start changing your life. And when you feel grateful, drop me a note of thanks on our email, tandurust@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is @HealthTipsRadio. We love fan mail. And if you love this, you can give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Stay healthy, keep moving.
Shape of you.